Good morning, everybody. This is Judith Acope. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So yesterday, we got the very disturbing news that Tina Turner had passed away. And I know she was in her 80s, 83 years old. That's a pretty decent run, you know. And I don't know. I just didn't expect her to die yesterday. And I had just watched, unfortunately for the Donna Summer documentary, HBO put Tina on first, which is the excellent documentary that came out, I want to say, in 2021 or 2022. And they put that on before the premiere of the Donna Summer doc, which only made the Donna Summer doc seem worse. And I kept thinking, God, they shouldn't have put Tina on before this because it was so good. And it really did delve into some of her stories that you thought you knew a little bit more, and it was just a very well done documentary. If you get a chance to watch Tina on HBO, you should watch it. And so I was watching it on Saturday because, you know, with my mom, a lot of what I'm doing is babysitting. So if she's in bed or laying around or whatever, I have to find something to do on the weekend. So I'm sitting there, I was watching the Tina documentary, and I just remember, I don't remember her talking about her mom. And then, you know, I was listening and I was like, oh, that's right. She had that super strained relationship with her mom and how her mom never wanted her. And her mom, you know, only sent for her to come to St. Louis. I guess, I don't know why, but she did. But she never was proud of her, and she never, you know, and some of that is subjective completely, because I've had issues with my mom. That's what makes the caregiving such a big deal for me, because I've had to unpack a lot. Like, there's so many things that I was upset about with my childhood, and not that I had a bad childhood, and not that she wasn't a decent mom, but she just wasn't warm or emotionally supportive. And I'm an emotional person. I don't know if you figured that out. And so to have a mom who just is not that is tough, you know. So I don't know that I suffered like Tina suffered, and I certainly didn't suffer like Precious or anybody. But there are some women who just, one of my friends from college puts it the best, just because you have breasts and ovaries doesn't make you maternal. And yes, you can physically have the child, but that doesn't mean you're a mommy. You know what I mean? So I had forgotten about that portion, and the violence in her home. Her father was very abusive towards her mother. One day her mother just left, and then her father decided he was going to leave too, and left, I want to say, three of them to fend for themselves with their grandparents or aunts and uncles or something. And eventually she got sent to St. Louis, Missouri, where she went to high school, the very famed Sumner High School that only in St. Louis would not be treated like the icon it is, where Arthur Ashe went, where Tina Turner went, where my mom went, because there were only three black high schools you could go to in the 50s. You could go to three high schools. They were deemed black schools. And so people in a certain age group all know each other because they all went to school together. And only in St. Louis would that school be threatened with closure every other day. That neighborhood is called the Ville, and instead of it being an iconic historic place, you know, honoring Chuck Berry and Tina Turner and Grace Bunbury and all these names you've heard, Diane White, people who came from that neighborhood, instead of it being an iconic place to live, it is a war zone, and the homes are falling down, and my mom's childhood home is gone. It burned to the ground, and it's just sad. It's really, really, really sad. And I'm thinking in a real city, that area would be filled with restaurants, and it would look like it was the 50s. because that's where my mom, that neighborhood is where my mom told Chuck Berry he didn't know how to play the guitar and he needed to stop because he was making too much noise. She almost killed rock and roll. Back to Tina. Anyway, I didn't know in high school when I was watching her that what she was doing was amazing. It just seemed normal. You know, she put out a song, people really liked it, and you could not escape What's Love Got to Do with It. And as I got older and I started getting in my own relationships, I realized Tina was right. I think one of the first things I said was, gosh, we love each other, but this isn't working. Tina was right. What's love got to do with it? Very little. You can love someone to pieces, but they're not the right person for you. So I've been describing my job lately as Thunderdome. Yes. And so, of course, if you're under 40, I'm standing here explaining what the Thunderdome is. So anyway, she's touched my life in every chapter from grade school. Because I remember my dad, that's the only woman I ever heard him talk about other than my mom. And he was like, she just has really nice legs. And I remember watching her on TV as a kid. By the time I got to high school, she was, you know, What's Love Got to Do was huge. And I remember she had the guy in her band who played the saxophone, and he was ripped and muscular. And I remember watching all her videos because this guy was so, Tim Capello was his name. But back then I was like, whoa, her band is great. And, I love Simply the Best. I remember, I think I was interning in college when she released a greatest hits record that I fell in love with that song and another song that I used to listen to. They had like these radio shows you could fall asleep to, and they play like love songs or pop hits or whatever, but they were slow. And she had a song I used to listen to in LA all the time. I mean, she's been through every chapter of my life pretty much. And I had a project that I was working on that was really kind of heartbreaking. It was an extreme domestic violence situation. And in my playlist, just randomly, I Don't Want to Fight Anymore came on. And I was like, man, I think that's the name of the song. The song from What's Love Got to Do with It. And it was the perfect sentiment because they weren't going to be fighting anymore, and it had ended tragically. And I mean, I gasped when I heard that song come on in the queue, and I was like, and it was just the perfect song. So I don't know, I will miss Tina. I love that she was a fighter. I love that she was a winner, and I love that she defied all odds. You know, I didn't realize when you're 40, you're not supposed to be on MTV making hits. That's back when MTV played music, and her video played nonstop. That song was a big, big hit. And then that record was a huge hit. I used to make fun of Private. I'm just your private dancer. Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic career. Amazing woman. And the thing about Tina, I remember in the documentary, I do remember this. She kept saying, I just told the story about Ike because I didn't want to talk about it anymore. And if I put it out there, then we'll never have to talk about it again. And that did not happen. It was the opposite. You know, people just asked her about it more. And that's when I realized sometimes your story really isn't about you. It's for other people. She has inspired thousands of people to take control of their lives and demand better. And for that, I am eternally grateful to have spent some time on the planet with her. I did not know her, but I knew she was, well, you know, for us, if you go to St. Louis, go to high school in St. Louis, you're from St. Louis. So I knew she was from St. Louis. And, you know, I was proud of her, and I'm still proud of her. And I hope she rests with a lot of peace. But you know, I don't believe people ever die. I mean, your spirit doesn't die. So I hope a lot of us just get some of her spirit and keep making our dreams come true and keep focusing and working hard and just, you know, living out our dreams despite what people say about us. Because I'm going to tell you something. It ain't that different. Ain't nobody standing in line and standing in the gap for the sisters. Nobody's ever like, we got to do more for Black women. Said no one ever. And we just keep plugging away. We're starting more businesses than anybody. We're graduating from college more than our male counterparts. We are doing things. And we're not stopping and waiting. And some of our younger sisters are. But look to Tina. You ain't no time to wait. If you wait too long, you will have missed your opportunities. So keep focusing, keep going. And I'm just thankful and grateful that she was alive when I was alive. Because I am truly inspired by her and I didn't even realize it. You know, so anyway, that one took me. Whew, I was shocked. I was like, oh, Tina Turner died. Oh, that's rough. But she was an amazing human being. And I'm really grateful to have learned a lot of life lessons from her. And think about it. What's Love Got to Do with It is a great... She didn't like the song. She had to make it her own. Guy was in the documentary. She's like, I didn't care for that song. And she really had to figure out how to sing it and make it hers. And of course, it became the biggest hit of her career. So you never know. You never know. There's magic out here, but you mostly have to work. So this younger generation, I'm concerned for them because they just think everything's going to fall into their laps and they don't have to work hard. And there's so much going on, you know, there's so much going on and we need to be prepared to be tough. And yeah, I don't know. If you pray, you need to start praying. You need to pray harder because it seems like these politicians are dumber than ever. I don't know what not passing the debt limit thing means, but it can't be good for us. And I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in Democrats because they just are a bunch of welfare queens in my mind. They all just stick their hand out. They all just want money to just appear magically. It doesn't make any sense. And then I'm not a Republican because they seem like extreme crazy clowns. You know, there's got to be a moderate party that represents, I think, the majority of people. Because right now, this debt limit thing, you know, it's just political theater because the election is next year. And I don't care. I don't want Joe Biden to be the president. He is old. I appreciate what he has done for the last, I guess, certainly through COVID. We just needed a grown up through that. And yes, some of it was extreme. Some of it was over the top. But for the most part, I think he did a fairly decent job. I'm not sure he should have written that many checks. But okay, we are where we are. But, you know, I think now we're probably going to get some extreme weird I definitely don't want Ron DeSantis trying to Florida America. You know what I mean? I don't want the whole country to be like Florida. He makes some of the most inane, bizarre rules I've ever heard of. Like, talk about, I remember when Republicans were for less government. This brand of Republican seems to be more pesky than ever. They want in everything. Ronald Reagan deregulated everything, which was problematic. These people regulate everything. You know, I don't see them as being any better than the Democrats. I don't know. I just think politics has probably been the worst thing that ever happened in this country because you can buy politicians. You can sway them with cash. So, I don't know. We'll see how all of that turns out. I want to thank everybody for listening. I am in the process of doing some really cool things, and I really appreciate everybody's support. Please continue to like, subscribe, follow, share this podcast. You know, I'm committed to making it grow. Spotify will only let me monetize it if I have a bunch of Spotify followers. So I'm going to work on that. Although most of my listeners come from Apple. So I don't know. We'll see. But I do plan to grow the podcast because I do want other people to listen to it. And there are other podcast ideas I want to do. But I'm telling you, everything has just got consumed completely by caregiving. I did not see that coming. You know, it's like all these things I want to do. And then your life just gets swallowed up by dementia. And you're taking care of someone and you're not taking care of yourself. And you're not getting to do the things you want to do. I am going to take a trip. I promise. I haven't found the price point I want to spend. I mean, we're looking at a decent trip. We're looking at like $1,000 hotel stay. And before you said, well, where are you trying to stay? Yes, I like nice hotels. I'm not staying in no like raggedy little place. I did that in college. My mom used, you know, there was no internet. And my mom used to go based off the price. And I think she went to this place. I cannot think of the name of it. It was so, well, let me explain. So she picked this place. God, dog, what's the name of that place? And it was horrible. So when we went there, some sort of, damn, I cannot think of the name of that place. But it was, DC was rough back then. And she picked this kind of cheap, like, it's not Super 8, but it was kind of in the family of that. So we get there. I'm walking out of the room one day and a girl straight up is shitting on the steps. And I wasn't sure what she was doing. Crackhead, clearly. I walked down and I was like, oh, I think she's going to the bathroom. Like, we were in complete and total danger. We didn't even know. It was terrible. And it's like, yeah, it pays to spend money on where you stay, especially in a city. You know, my mom was always trying to, you know, cut corners, or which is weird because she wasn't, like, she would spend money at Neiman Marcus, but when it came time for us to find a hotel when I was going to college, she was dropping me off. It was like, okay. And thankfully, in the time I was there, by the time I graduated, they had built a hotel next to the university. So thankfully for that. But I cannot think of the name. It wasn't Super 8. It was something else. But it was bad, man. I was like, whoa, she's shitting on the steps. And she was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was so young. I like just walked down the steps. Then I was like, oh, she was shitting through. Okay, this is disturbing. On that note, please have an amazing and wonderful Thursday. You know, in America, we're getting ready for the holidays. So we're already, nobody will be at work tomorrow. All right, everybody, be your best. Take care. Thank you for listening.